Hey, 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 everybody. This is me, Dr. G. How are you guys doing today? I'm super excited about today's show. I'm so excited to be joining with you guys this Wednesday, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I look forward to Dr. Gina's radio chat and connecting with you guys. I hope your week was fantastic. Mine has been amazing. I'm actually in St. Louis right now. I'm at the airport doing the show live at the airport, getting ready to head back to D.C. I had a photo shoot today, and it was amazing. MacArthur, shout out to him, and shout out to Lavina Hunt. She did my makeup, and shout out to Shay Hill, who did my hair. So I am super beat and slayed, honey. I'm getting ready to get on this. I am doing a television. It can't get no live than this. I'm actually at a restaurant in the airport in St. Louis doing a radio show, actually. Yep. So I'm talking to the guy. He's so cool. So you guys, this is just so real. We are doing this thing live right here at the St. Louis airport. I have the weather for you coming up right now. Let's see. Where are we at? You know, it's kind of spontaneous here, so bear with me. Atlanta, you got 60 degrees and you are raining right now. Your high is going to be 61 degrees. Los Angeles, you are sunny, 54 degrees. Your high is going to be all the way up to 80 degrees and a lot of sunshine. London, you are partly cloudy, 41 degrees, and that's your high. So funny. Your high is always right at the the beginning of the morning. Dallas, Texas, you are partly cloudy, 32 degrees. You are Jacksonville, Florida, partly cloudy, 72 degrees. Your high is going to be 78. Richmond, VA, you are 40. Detroit, you are 20. You got snowstorms today. D.C., you are raining and 34 degrees. I'm coming into some weather back in D.C. So listen, if you got want some luxurious hair, you got to go check out my girl Dewan at Salon Dewan. Her number is 202-802-3098. You got to check her out. All different types of hair textures, Brazilian, straight, kinky, all kind of textures that you would love to fulfill your desired look. And you need to go and reach out to her. And she has been on television. She's been on the news. She's making great strives in the hair industry in the DMV area. She's reaching out to a lot of people in need with cancer victims and making wigs and et cetera. She specializes in that. If you know of someone or you need some need help from her, you need to contact her at 202-802-3098. All right. Well, listen, this has been amazing. Listen, I just want to encourage you guys that, listen, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it is that you feel the need to, if you're going through struggles or whatever it is, please hold on. Do not allow the adversary to steal your joy, your time. Don't allow him to get you off track. The year is not over. You have so much more stuff to do for the kingdom. You got so much stuff that God wants to do. He wants to bless you. He wants to increase you. He wants to restore you. He wants to heal you. So I just want to encourage you to keep on moving. Keep going. Don't allow anything to stop you. Just remain steadfast and unmovable and know that the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's, and you win, sunshine. I just want to encourage you that today. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back with Gina G with the T.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
What's up, everybody? I'm Isabel Davis, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, so we are back. So, girl, Gina G, what's going on, girl? Tell us what's going on with What She Say.
What She Say, honey, now I got to talk to you because it is Black History Month. We all know that. But the What She Say today is going to be about this Nefertiti that they decided to show on television yesterday and tell us all that that's the real Nefertiti. First of all, it was Becky with the good hair. That's who Nefertiti was. So my What She Say today is, don't play with us. Now, we all know that Egyptian was at least had a slight tan, but y'all not going to play us today's show and give us this Nefertiti, which is Becky with the good hair. It is Black History Month. I want everybody out there, black, white, green, whatever you are, to go out and learn the history, learn the culture of Black History Month today, because y'all not going to fool us, not today, not with this Nefertiti. I don't know if you've seen it, Dr. Gina, but the girl had blue eyes. She had, listen here, it wasn't Nefertiti. Nobody like that in Egypt. With that hot sun burning on them for days and years. So stop trying to play with us on Black History Month. So my What She Say today is, learn your history. I don't care if it's Black History Month. I don't care if it's Hispanic heritage. I don't care if it's Thanksgiving. I need you to learn the history so you can know for yourself what folks are trying to feed you, because the media is crooked, people. I had to go serious on them today, Dr. Gina. I had to go serious on them today. Because when I saw that yesterday, I almost fell out. I almost fell out. And I was driving.
Oh, my God. So
you know I don't want to fall out while I'm driving.
No. That's hilarious. That is hilarious, girl.
Oh,
we need to know our history. You are so right about that.
We do.
So right.
No matter your culture, no matter your heritage, you need to know where you come from and the people before you.
I know. That's the truth. We definitely do need to know our history, and I don't think we study enough, you know? We really don't.
Yeah.
You are so
right.
Because
we rely on TV and stuff to give us what we need, but it ain't what we need now.
Exactly. So this was like the Super Bowl weekend, right? So everybody was all hyped up and talking about Justin Bieber. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, you talking about Justin. Oh, honey, look at you. You don't even know which Justin it is. See, because then nobody under the age
of Justin
of 30,
Bieber.
No. No, it's okay. It is okay, because then
Justin
nobody
Timberlake.
Under the age of 30 know who this was on TV singing. This man ain't had a hit song since 2006. So Justin Timberlake, now my take on the whole Super Bowl, first of all, you know I took a knee when the national anthem came on. Pink, she tried it, but it wasn't a Whitney Houston, but she tried. I like Pink, so I'm going to give Pink her little props. So I didn't catch all the game, but I did catch that halftime show. And girl, I thought NSYNC was going to come out. See, that was a group that Justin Timberlake was with. Before he went solo, which is a boy band called NSYNC. So how old his songs was, I just knew NSYNC was going to pop out somewhere and do the bye, bye, bye. I thought Janet Jackson was going to come out and, you know, do her appearance and have her boob out in the streets. I just knew something else was going to happen, and it never did. Now, his tribute to Prince.
Oh, my God.
Now, his tribute to Prince was decent. I will say it was decent. It was short. You know, I think that he could, it was, you know, that's where Prince is from. You know, that's his hometown.
Right.
So I thought that he could have did a little bit more, you know, do two or three songs, you know, keep the stadium purple a little bit longer. But when I tell you it was so quick, it was the quickest, it was the quickest tribute I think I have ever seen.
Short. I thought that it was way too short. I would have liked to have seen more of the Prince stuff, because I thought it was really dope. But, you know, you hear so many different rumors. They're talking about the fact that, you know, they didn't get along. And, I mean, I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. They didn't get along.
Right.
They didn't. And this one's mad and that one's mad and the people mad. And I'm like, I don't understand. I mean, everybody has a right to, you know, pay tribute to him the way they want to. I mean, you know, I don't know if they didn't get along or not. I mean, when did they fall out and what was it about?
Right, and that's not even our business. We don't know what was going on in these people's personal lives, you know, that deep to be like, well, no, Justin can't do a Prince song because, you know, he didn't get along with Prince. Well, then Justin shouldn't have did the Super Bowl halftime then because apparently it was in Prince's hometown. So they should have had somebody that was his friend if that's the case. So they could have paid more homage to him because what he did, honey, when I tell you it was tied. And Justin Timberlake is about 38 years old. So, you know, his dancing wasn't as, you know, on point as it was back when he was a little bit younger. I mean, just the whole thing was just suspect. It was just suspect, Dr. Gina. It was the whole thing.
I know. It's just crazy. So, yeah, but that's, you know, what did you do for the Super Bowl? I mean, I went over a friend's house. Me being vegan, I don't really get to eat all of the, you know, the cheese, the dip,
right,
the nachos, all that stuff. So I really didn't eat nothing. So what did
you
do?
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry for all the vegans out there. Because I ate good. No, I'm just messing with you. Well, I went to family house in Jacksonville, and we did like kind of a little, we didn't really do the traditional Super Bowl food, which everybody does, you know, like buffalo wings, like you said, chips and dip. They do, you know, like sub sandwiches and things like that. But we kind of went traditional when we did the barbecue. So we just barbecued hamburgers, hot dogs, and chicken. I made macaroni and cheese and baked beans. So it was real, real simple. Like I said, I didn't really want to watch the game. For my personal reasons, I've been kind of, you know, boycotting the whole with the Kaepernick and the kneeling. So I didn't watch it. I didn't watch too much of it. And I kind of went to sleep on and off because I didn't want to watch too much of it. But Malcolm Jenkins, which is a safety for the Eagles, and they also had Torrey Smith, who is a wide receiver, during the national anthem. They, you know, they raised their fist for the national anthem. They didn't kneel, but they did raise their fist. So it was good to see a little bit of, you know, them still trying to connect because, you know, they're not going to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say
yeah.
they are not going to the White House, and it's pretty much almost the whole team. But,
wow.
but, you know, like I said, on and off sleep. But it was a good game. I've seen the last couple of minutes of it. And it was a good game. I think those guys deserve to win the Super Bowl. If I couldn't, I couldn't deal with the Patriots won again.
No, I felt like I was watching the same game from last year. Actually, when I saw the Patriots again. I swear, I was just like I was like having deja vu. Like it was really, I was glad that they did not win. But
yes.
Yeah, actually. I was really glad. I thought the Eagles were extremely dope. I saw them do some really dope moves. Like, I saw this guy literally jump over somebody's head, like, while he was standing up.
What?
And I was like, what in the – yeah, like, I was amazed by that. And my son was saying, like, that's, you know, I've seen that before. And I said, well, I have not.
Right. Is it legal? That's what I wanted to
know. Yeah, I was highly entertained by the Eagles. I was really glad that they won. I know that Kevin Hart got in some trouble trying to get back on the platform with them. I thought that was hilarious. And then he later on admitted that he was drunk, and he told him he didn't drink. Did you see that?
I mean, his little – but now, can you imagine? Y'all know Kevin Hart is about 5'3". And then the security guard had to have been 10 feet compared to Kevin Hart. And Kevin really thought he was going to get up on that stage. And the man just strong-armed him like, nope, I know who you are, but you ain't throw no ball. You ain't catch a ball. You ain't kick the ball. You ain't ran a ball. You are not getting on the stage.
He was feeling himself, honey, and I'm telling you, it was so funny, especially when he got off and started talking about it, saying that he should have listened to his wife. He so should have. That video was hilarious. He was so
drunk. She told him, don't do it.
That's a sign right there, fellas. Listen to your wife or your girlfriend, because she's already looked at the situation already. She's already looked at the situation, and she's looking like, okay, this is not going to go good for my husband. Don't try it. And he tried anyway and failed. But, I mean, when you got money like that and you are like Kevin Hart, I think you feel like you can pretty much do what you want to do.
Sam.
But that was a rude awakening.
I mean, Diddy didn't even try to do that. He was just taking pictures of him standing on the grass. And, I mean, Kevin Hart was on the grass or on the field. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was good enough right there, I think. But he was
he
was trying to get up there. And the man said, no way. And what was funny is all of the people with the, you know, the players and stuff was walking right past him. They weren't even trying to help the brother.
Wasn't nobody even helping.
Nobody even was like, "You good, man? You all right?" Like, I mean, if he didn't get a reality check, he still should have got one after that.
I think he did. That's why he said, "Don't drink. Just don't even drink. You know, don't do it because you will do crazy things, like I did when you try to get on that platform." A lot happened Super Bowl. I don't know if you heard about it, but DJ Khaled, you know, he's a very known DJ, musician, songwriter, producer. DJ Khaled's brother-in-law was murdered Super Bowl day. He was at a Super Bowl party. Yes, he was at a Super Bowl party, and it was like a drug deal gone bad. So I don't know if, you know, he was buying drugs or his friend, because they're trying to say basically he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. So I think he was mixed up with some people that were trying to purchase drugs or, you know, something like that. And, I mean, he was murdered Super Bowl day.
Wow.
That evening.
That is so
sad. It's crazy.
I didn't have any idea about that at all. No. I didn't hear
it's
that.
Sad.
What else happened? That's sad.
It happened on Super Bowl. So DJ Khaled is just asking, you know, everyone to just kind of respect their privacy at the moment, let them deal with this. But they say he was a good guy. You know, so they don't, he had to have been clearly, what they're saying, mixed up with like the wrong people and just at the wrong place at the wrong time, buying drugs. Somebody, I don't know if it was marijuana, you know, I don't know what the particular drug choice was, but when you see someone like that and they look like they got money and, you know, you just got to be really, 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 really careful. And I just don't understand why people are still buying you know, drugs like the old way. They're still out here, you know, going to the corners when, you know, marijuana, I guess, in some states is legal and they have, you know, stores, dispensaries and things like that. But I don't understand why people are still, you know, going old school, just trying to get it off the streets from anybody, you know. So he lost his life, though. Young man lost his life on Super Bowl. So while Kevin Hart was trying to get on the stage, it's like, you know, you never know what's going on the other side of town. So that's kind of a tragedy that happened on Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is sad. Oh, man. Yeah, that is sad. I can't even understand that. You know, it's unfortunate. Things are just happening. Even though, you know, his life has changed and he's, you know, doing so well, how, it, you know, everybody just don't go with you. You know what I mean? So I don't know how drugs got in the midst of that. Seeing as how DJ Khaled is such a, you know, public figure, like how did even drugs even, you know, even attached to his brother, you know, rather he sold it or was buying it or whatever. It's just an unfortunate situation. So, I'm sorry, so sad to hear about that. But, yeah, it wasn't a good day for everybody. So,
it wasn't a good day for everybody. That's right.
Yeah. You know, because DJ Khaled, his son is Diddy is the godfather of his son.
Oh,
did you know
that? I didn't know that. How cute.
Yeah, he's the godfather, so yeah. So what else is trending? We might as well just go on into that. What else is going on?
Honey, you know I got it.
Yeah, what's going on, girl? Because you know I'm at the airport trying to figure out, am I right or wrong where I'm sitting at?
I'm going to need you to concentrate because you can get on the wrong train in a minute and you be at gate 75. You're supposed to be at 25 and you got to run. We don't want those problems. So let me just spill a little bit of the tea that's going on right now. We want to just say happy birthday to Sandra Bland. That is a young woman that was killed in jail. a few years back. I don't know if you remember that, but Trayvon Martin had a birthday the day before yesterday. So those are just some people that, you know, we always want to remember and keep in our hearts and stuff like that. But Larry Nassar, which is the doctor that was taking care of the young gymnastic girls that was sentenced to 175 years, that yesterday they just added another 40 to 125 years to his sentence. Now, that's just too, he already not going to live 175 years. So for them to just keep on adding time, it doesn't make it okay. But they are still adding time to it. So, you know, just know that brother ain't getting out no time soon. And when people in jail find out what he's in there for, they'll take care of him. And he's definitely not going to be able to live to those 175 years. So we going to say good luck to Mr. Larry Nassar, because he's got 175 years to think about, you know, all the young girls' lives that he, you know, damaged and took advantage of. So we going to... Birdman, which you all know that is a rapper. He is now Toni Braxton's new, you know, I don't know, fiance or boyfriend. I don't know what they calling him. But, honey, he lost a $200,000 bet on the Super Bowl. So he bet against the Eagles for the Patriots and lost $200,000. Do you know how many meals of people he could feed with that? So he lost $200,000 to a Philly rapper, and they took a picture. He paid his debt. So all right now, gone Birdman. Now something serious. Faison Love. I don't know if you know who Faison Love is, but he is a comedian actor. He was on the movie Friday. He was Big Perm. He's the one that had those rollers in his head. Okay, so he goes on to another morning show and talks about Dave Chappelle. And it's really big right now because, yes, he's trying to claim that Dave Chappelle is the white man's comedian. Oh, yes, honey. He's saying that that white people built him up and, you know, built Dave Chappelle, and he's really not that funny. He's never been for the people. He's one of the wackest comedians. And that just strikes me the wrong way as being a fellow comedian that... That's not right. Dave Chappelle has worked very hard to, you know, he won an Oscar? I believe he won an Oscar when the Oscars was on a few weeks ago. He didn't accept the deal that Hollywood was trying to give him, and he took about a couple years off. He went to Africa. He got his mind together, and he's come back, and now look at him. He's winning awards that, you know, Monique is talking about she won. Well, Monique did win it. I apologize. But she did win an Oscar award. But for this guy who's only been into straight-to-DVD movies, has never been on any, you know, action-packed films or any HBO special, for him to talk about Dave Chappelle like that is just, it's just like, wow. People, we have to learn how to, you know, uplift one another, especially if we're in the same field, in the same business. You know, that's just like me down in other comedians and down in Monique. Although I didn't like what she did and how she did it, there's no way for me to tell this woman that she's wrong for feeling like she deserves more money. You know, if you're a doctor, you don't go around, you know, knocking the next doctor. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. I think we all need to uplift one another, and that guy is not doing so well at it at all. So, Faison Love, I'm going to need you to get it together and leave folks alone. Because Dave Chappelle is doing big things right now, so it ain't really too much you can say about Dave Chappelle. I commend Dave Chappelle.
He's winning.
He's very funny, and he's smart, you know, but hey, that's when you, what we were talking about the other day, when you are so focused on other people, you lose focus on yourself. So you're running a race, and you looking at the prize. If you start looking left and right, you're going to lose. Hussein Bolt looks straight ahead. He don't look to see who behind him, on the side of him. He runs straight. So, you know, word of advice, people, everybody. I don't care what career or lifestyle you're in. Just run your race. It doesn't matter what people are doing on the left, you know, the right of you. Just do what you're doing. Lord have mercy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, I just news. You know, I've been doing stuff behind the scenes while you've been doing your segment, and we're just going with the flow here. Our guest is not going to show up today. There was a conflict in the scheduling, and so we're trying to figure out where the misunderstanding came from. But Darlene McCoy was one of our guests, and she was our guest today, and she's got a new song out, Even Me. It's in rotation continuously. It's popping. It's, the joint is nice. And if you have not heard it, you need to go ahead and check it out on iTunes and go ahead and download it. But, yes, it's unfortunate she's not going to be joining us today. We have to reschedule her another time, but just wanted to let you know. So even though you're not hearing me, I'm doing stuff behind the scenes, talking and communicating with producers and managers and all of this stuff going on. But anyway, the show must go on, right, Gina?
The show must go on, and you are always working hard. And, you know, she does seem like she has a pretty busy schedule. I checked her out on, you know, Instagram and things like that, and she seems like she's a busy woman, and you're a busy woman. So I was like, for you to get her was good. So we're going to find out, like you said, what's the mishap? Where's the communication missing to? Because we got to communicate. But we're going to work it out. And you're on your way. Where are you on your way to?
I'm actually on my way to, I got to go to Cincinnati for a layover, and then I'm going to D.C. So I just, like I said, I just came to St. Louis to do this, to do the photo shoot and then roll out. And people say, well, why can't you find somebody in D.C.? I have not. It would save tons of money. But if I had found somebody, so if you know of anyone that takes dope photos, please, I mean, I need you to look at my photos track record, and the one with me in the green outfit, the red outfit, those are MacArthur's pictures. His pictures are so phenomenal. They're clear. They're, you know, I mean, he gets them published on a regular basis. I mean, he's photo done photo shoots for so many different people, for BET, VH1. Like, his stuff has been on TV and magazines on a constant basis. And so he's very reasonable, and you get more for your buck when you're dealing with MacArthur. So, yeah, I love his photos. He is so awesome. And I love the team. Like I say, Shea Hill did my hair, and my hair looks totally different. You haven't even seen me, have you?
I have not seen you.
I have not. I look like a different person, y'all. I don't even know. I haven't even had a chance to do anything. I have been on the go. I mean, as soon as I got off the aircraft, I went immediately to get my hair done. I was stopped at the hotel, checked in, changed my clothes, went to get my hair done. I was there for about 6 hours getting it colored. And, I mean, Shea is like perfection. She's an award-winning hairstylist. And I'm telling you, the color is amazing. I mean, she did such an awesome job. And also, I had my makeup done by Lavina Hunt. She's amazing makeup artist. I mean, my face, I look. I can't wait till you see it. I haven't even had time anything. I haven't had time to do a darn thing at all. But, yeah, this is, Elizabeth. You know, Elizabeth's on now? Okay. So we're going to go ahead and transition. We got 5 minutes of fitness with Elizabeth Brooks. Hey, Elizabeth Brooks.
Hey, Angina. How are you?
Well, I'm so glad I can count on my team to come through. How are you, doll?
Yes. I am doing great. I am looking forward to this 5 minute fitness segment today. I hope everybody is having a great year so far. We are now on February 7th, and I know a lot of people had resolutions that they started. And today I want to do a little check-in. I want to see how people are doing with their goals, if they've even started some of the things that they said they were going to do. Listen, people, you know that if you already knew that you needed to take off a few pounds, or you know you needed to exercise regularly, or you have been promising that you're going to take that yoga class, if you have not already started it, what are you waiting for? You know, whatever is going on, what are we waiting for, people? I mean, there's not going to be like this, all of a sudden, this day that comes and boom, pop, you know, it's going to happen to you. You have to make a conscious decision to change your life and add fitness into it as a daily routine. And I just wanted to you know, come on and really encourage people. You know, I have been talking to people. You know, my schedule has been off the hoozy for the last 8 weeks because people are so intent at the beginning of the year. But I don't want you all to just be focused at the beginning of the year. You should be focused on your health all year round. Every day
yes.
should represent a day when you should take care of your body a little bit better than you did the day before. And we mm-hmm. can start that, and we can start it now. There's no point in waiting. What are we waiting for, people? Stop waiting. Stop waiting. Tomorrow is not promised to you, okay? And if God has spoken to your heart that you need to get active, you need to get moving, you need to take off a couple of pounds, you need to stop eating fried chicken, what are we waiting for? Let's get started with those things that the Lord is speaking to our hearts, okay? And even for those things that we know we should be doing. And I also wanted to tell people that, listen, once you get into an exercise routine, the point of the exercise routine is not for the exercise routine to be routine. Okay, let's start thinking correctly about our fitness programs here. Your routine means, the routine is that you exercise regularly. It doesn't mean that because you get on the elliptical and you are on the elliptical for 30 minutes, that the 30-minute routine is the routine. You need to mix up those exercise workouts, people, and make sure that you're not mm-hmm. doing the same thing over and over and over again. An exercise routine just means that, oh, I exercise at this time every day, and I do it consistently. It doesn't mean that the actual workout that you do is the same thing that you do every day. So I think a lot of times I hear people say, oh, can you please help give me an exercise routine? I want to be able to do it every day. Even if I give you an exercise routine, it's not the same thing I want you doing every day. So we just need to be a little bit more, I don't know, I just want us to get out of the elementary things of fitness, just getting started in your fitness program. That's the elementary things of fitness, people. Let's think correctly. Let's start moving the ball forward and advancing into some more sophisticated concepts relating to exercise and fitness. And then it's not always going to be about, oh, my God, I got to start an exercise program. Oh, my God. You know, if you're always working on, you know, that beginning phase, then God can never do anything new in your life because you're still a baby. You're still an infant in the things that it's just like when you join, you know, if you give your life to the Lord and you join a church, you know, the same person you are, you know, today should not be the same person in your walk 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Your walk should be growing. Your relationship with the Lord should be growing. And your fitness life should be that way as well. We need to just make sure that we're advancing the ball, that every week we're getting a little bit more sophisticated in our exercise program. If you're doing cardio, great. You know, now let's kick it up a notch. Maybe you need to be doing some HIIT workouts, you know, and improving your intensity level and your technique. So I just wanted to encourage people, first of all, if you haven't gotten started yet, what are you waiting for? Let's get going, okay? There's no time like the present. And if you keep saying to yourself, oh, I got to do this, oh, I got to do that, oh, I got to do this, don't let a heart attack be the thing that enforces you to get your exercise program going. So I'm on a tirade today, Gina.
Well, you know what? I can hear it. And I was laughing because I know Gina. I can hear Gina in there and like, Like, see, Holly's feeling like she is really getting sick. Listen, you are absolutely correct. It is a lifestyle. We have to do better. And you know what? Tough love is the best love. You can't, you know, it has to be addressed. And people do start and they get discouraged and then they stop and they slack. And it's just an excuse to not do anything. What do you think about that, Gina?
I agree. Because it's even difficult for me just because, you know, you feel like you don't have enough time. And then you use that as an excuse, and then you see all these workouts that you can do on the couch, on your bed, you know, 5-minute stretches, 5-minute workouts, and then your excuses get less. So you're like, okay, all right, Gina, it's you. It starts in your mind. So once you're ready to get moving, you'll get moving. And you don't want it to be a health issue, you know, or a health scare that gets you, you know,
exactly.
Like, oh my gosh, you know, now I got to work out. You want to kind of, you know, am I right? Try to get there before that even happens.
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of times, you know, when we don't listen to the warnings that our bodies are giving us, we get these warnings, and then all of a sudden, we have some health scare, some health issues that forces us to be obedient, and we shouldn't need that for obedience. You know, let's get our flesh under control, you know, and really do those things that we know we need to be doing to take care of our bodies. Remember that routine is not routine. Exercise is something we should be doing daily. If you have these weight loss goals, remember to address not only the exercise, but also the nutrition part of your fitness program.
Right. Now, quick question. Well, so on the go, if you're on the go, what are some good things that you can eat? You know, I'm not vegan, but I do when I'm, you know, when you're busy and you're a mom and you're doing all these kind of things and you want your kids to, you know, eat as well as they can, you know, at a fast food restaurant, would you recommend doing like the grilled chicken sandwiches or, you know, what type of meals could I get in the fast food industry?
Absolutely. And like, you know, right now, the fast food industry is getting so much competition from places that are selling things that are more healthy now, like the Chipotle's and the Pret's, that they are starting to have better offerings even at fast food restaurants. So, okay, remember, you know, yes, you can definitely opt for the grilled chicken. You're definitely going to have less fat in that item than if you have the fried chicken or the crispy chicken. Take off a bun and just eat the bottom bun. I'm not saying give up the buns altogether, okay? Sometimes if you're gonna have a Big Mac, just have half of it. Don't eat the whole thing in one sitting. Spread those calories out in smaller increments so that you are more conscientious of your portion sizes. We really want, and instead of opting for, let's say, the soda, have water. That's a really good way. Even if, okay, I'm going to have a Big Mac, I'm going to have French fries, I'm going to have a Coke. Okay, people, that we already know that's like 3,000 calorie meal. Okay, if you eat half the Big Mac, okay, half the fries, and instead of ordering the water, that's going to make a big difference.
These are very small
changes, but instead of ordering the Big Mac, you know, order the salad with chicken on it. You know, almost every fast food restaurant now has a pretty excellent salad, and make those your better choices. And especially if you can only get to, like, you know, if your options are, you know, make sure that you're getting those, you know, that you're choosing stuff like salads and stuff like that when you're ordering.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, like, even with me being vegan, it's difficult to find. Everybody doesn't have a vegan dish. Yeah, it's very challenging. But, I mean, it's been working for me. You know, you just eat to live. You know, that's how I have to think about it. And I'm just eating because I need to fuel my body. Other than that, if I start, you know, thinking too much into it, it'll be very challenging and difficult for me. Because even when I'm on the road, I have to, you know, be mindful of packing up stuff or, you know.
Right.
Okay. You know,
and you
want to
be much better at that. Like, you have to be particularly good about taking your own food with you, making sure you're grabbing the kinds of snacks and things that will, you know, feed your body.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, it's very challenging. But, yeah, those are great tips, Elizabeth. So how can everybody get in touch with you?
Okay, I love you guys. Don't forget, remember, fitness begins with correct thinking. If you all need to connect with me, remember my email address is ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com, all one word, or you can reach out to my website, www.thinkingcorrectly.com. All right? Hang in there. Hang in there with those fitness
we
programs.
Gotta
and those
hang
fitness goals.
We gotta hang in there. Overall, we gotta hang in there, y'all. Just hang on in. The year is not over yet, y'all. All
That's
right,
right.
Elizabeth.
Thank you all
we're
so
gonna
much.
Take a, you're welcome, Dow. We're gonna take a commercial break and we'll be right back in just a minute.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, one thrill to play of the world famous multi-platinum 69 boys. And whether you're tootsie rolling or whether you're just sitting back vibing, you're in tune to the sound of Dr. Gina's radio show. For sure.
I love that. Oh, God, he's such a cutie pie. Okay, so listen, we got Valentine's Day coming up and my birthday's coming up.
Yes.
And I'm excited about all of that. Yes.
I'm so excited. Your birthday is on the 12th.
Yes.
Yes. What are your plans? 12th. Do you have any plans for your birthday?
You know what? No, I don't. I really don't have no
Well, that's
plans.
Right now. That's just right now. You're going to find something to do on your birthday.
Yeah, I was really going to just, like, go around and try different little restaurants, like vegan restaurants. I thought that was going to be a nice treat for me and maybe meet a couple of my friends somewhere. You know, I don't know. Not much going on. I'll be 49. It's not like the big 5-0. Now, the big 5-0, you know, that's a whole different story. I don't know what I'm going to do for big 5-0, you know?
Now, we're going to throw a party to big 5-0. I'm coming to D.C., the big 5-0, honey. We're going to be somewhere doing something big 5-0. God willing.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I want to
But that should be fun,
5-0.
Trying different restaurants.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I had was thinking about taking a trip, like going out of the country, actually, and I was running it by my sister the day before yesterday, and so I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do yet for 5-0, but I know it's going to be more than I'm doing for this 49. I'm just happy to be around, you know?
I know that's right. I know that's
my
right.
My Valentine
year.
Is going to be Emmanuel. My Valentine is Emmanuel. My son fits the bill.
That's the best Valentine and the cheapest Valentine.
Absolutely. What are you guys doing, you and your husband?
Well, my husband's going to be out of town. He's going to be working out of town. So I will be actually alone Valentine. I do have a comedy show, Valentine's Day. I will be hosting an event down here at 3-in-1 Cafe. But I will be alone, so I won't have anyone. My son, of course, he will be stepping in and filling in for my husband. But I won't see him, you know, until after he gets out of school, and then I have to go to the show. So Valentine's Day, let me just say this. It is just overrated, okay? I don't even think Valentine's Day is, it shouldn't be the one day that you say, oh, I'm going to show all my love and I'm going to send some flowers to my wife's job and, you know, all those type of things. Fellas, if you're not sending flowers, even if not on a regular basis, but just not, you know, her birthday, you know, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, you need to show your woman that you love her every day. Stop waiting on Valentine's Day for it to be the one day that, you know, and most fellas, they go out and buy the Valentine's stuff on Valentine's Day. They rush in to get the chocolates, the last of the roses. You done got some roses where the stem is broke and two of them is dead because he done waited till the last minute to buy you some of Valentine's Day.
I just think it's just so much pressure on people that, you know, you just drive yourself crazy. You really do. You drive yourself crazy.
Yeah. It's like Christmas. You know, everybody drives themselves crazy going through and doing all this extra stuff. I think that we just should just love on each other, like you said, every day, all the time. That's just the best way to be. You know, love your spouses and stuff. So you asked come up.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was going to ask you, what is one of, like, your, you know, like, if you can go remember one of your favorite gifts that you got for Valentine's Day. Like, what was something that you got, you know, on the Valentine's Day, and you was like, oh, no, he didn't?
I ain't never had nothing like that. I don't know. You asking the wrong person. I don't even think that when I was married to my son's father that we even really had romantic stuff like that. Like, I can't remember anything that I've received. I know that he's given me flowers before, long stem roses, and, you know, nightgowns and stuff, but I don't think that it was specifically for Valentine. You know what I mean? So I don't even know if I've ever really celebrated Valentine like that. Like, I don't think so. Have you? What did your husband do?
Well, for one, we're going to put that on the prayer list. When they come in, that you get you something so good on one of these Valentine's days, because it just feels, I mean, even though I'm saying it shouldn't be a big deal, but when you do get something really nice on Valentine's Day, you're like, okay, he is listening.
Yeah.
Now, for me, child, I don't think I've got, you know, nothing really that just blew my socks off. You know, of course, you know, like the balloons and, you know, flowers and candy. And, you know, I haven't gotten any jewelry for Valentine's Day yet. I'm waiting on the jewelry. But I don't think we don't really do Valentine's Day as it being like a big deal, like you were saying. Now, when I was younger, now back in the day, you know, grade school, you know, junior high school, when, you know, your little boyfriend brought you a teddy bear and he sprayed his little cologne on it and, you know, you got the little candy hearts. For some reason, that seems like the best time.
Right.
Then when you were an adult, it's kind of like, eh. But kids take it so different. It's so new and fresh for them. You know, they just take it, you know, as a kid, you just take it to the extreme. Because I remember doing stuff like that, you know, writing letters. That's back when, you know, no text messages and, you know, no FaceTime. And it's when you actually had to write a letter and, you know, folded all these different kind of crazy ways and pass it on. And, you know, for me, it seems like Valentine's Day was so much sweeter, you know, back when I was younger, you know, seventh grade, eighth grade, you know, it's just like, oh, it was so sweet. So I'm looking forward to my son, you know, trying to come home talking about he need to go buy, because that's how you do. You go home and tell your parents that you need some money to buy somebody something because you don't have your money. So I'm looking forward to that cute little sweet moment where he wants to, you know, buy a girl a stuffed animal or, you know, a flower or something like that.
Yeah.
But as an adult, those are,
now I have had those, you know, when you're kids and stuff like that. Yeah, I've had that. And it's so sweet, you know, the little stickers and the, you know, the homemade cards and stuff like that. So cute. Yeah, but I haven't had
none of that mush
in a long time. I need some mush in my life.
I'm trying to tell you, you need some mush in your life, but folks don't even care about that no more. Now, if your husband, some of these women, this man came in the house with a homemade card, girl, them women going to fall out. They ain't even accepting no homemade card. I don't understand what's wrong with some women. They just expect, you know, so much from men. Ladies, we got to stop doing that, child, because let that man come in there with a homemade card. I'm telling you, ain't no dinner getting cooked. Ain't no loving going on. Child, I'm telling you, people take those small things. Yeah. They take it for granted. Ladies, y'all need to let the men go back to them days where they make you a little, you know, macaroni shell, you know.
Right.
Child, let somebody walk in there today as a grown up. You're going to be too mad.
Right. Well, listen, I know that you had some shows this weekend. What did you do this weekend?
Well, this weekend, oh, Lord, I don't know if the folks want to know. I'm going to tell you about this show on Saturday that I had down in Lakeland is what it's called. Now, first of all, people, as a comedian, you never know where you're going. especially me being new to the city and everything like that. Y'all, I pulled up to a motel called, I think it's Howard Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And when we pulled, girl, when we pulled up, we seen folks live there, okay? We seen doors open, folks hanging outside. One girl had a beauty salon going on in her little hotel room. She was doing hair. And we pulled up like, Lord, what is going on around here?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we got into the room, and, you know, it wasn't really crowded. It wasn't a packed room, and a lot of promoters like to tell you, you know, well, I don't know what happened this month, because, you know, last month it was wall-to-wall people. So it just so happens the day that you're not, the day you there, it's about eight people, about eight people in the
audience.
But I'm telling you, when I tell you they was yelling out stuff, you know, they was pulling Kevin Hart. They was drunk. They was trying to come on the stage. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And ever since this Steve Brown stuff happened, you know, with the guy, with the comedian that got attacked on stage in South Carolina, you know, since that happened, now every comedian is kind of, you know, nervous about people coming on stage and, you know, getting close to them and stuff like that. And one guy actually did get on stage. Now, he was just a little tipsy, and, you know, he wasn't trying to harm anybody, but he was just trying to get his little 2 minutes of, you know, fame. But ever since that incident, now people are just, comedians are just, we're under edge because we don't know, you know what I mean, if people want to attack us. There's no security. You know, comedy clubs, you don't think of people shooting up a comedy club or, you know, fighting at a comedy club. It's a joyous time. People are laughing, you know. So now since that happened with Steve Brown, it's kind of like, okay, what is this guy doing? You know, I see him getting close to the stage. You know, there's no security. There's no backup. So it's pretty scary now. But I enjoyed it because, you know, I had family in town from Bermuda. My sister-in-law was here, so that
was
good.
How did they enjoy that? Yeah, how did they enjoy seeing you on stage?
They enjoyed it. They enjoyed that. They shocked. People, when they come to America from other countries, because I don't want to say just Bermuda, but they shocked till they dropped. All them girls did was shocked. They went to Walmart, I want to say, at least, they were here, what, for a week. They went to Walmart at least twice a day.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
They went to Walmart twice a day for I guess, what was it, 5 days that they were here. And the last day, they stayed in Walmart till four in the morning.
What?
Child, Walmart is over here. Got people thinking it's a club. I don't know what they purchased, but Walmart getting other countries' money. I can tell you.
That was the entertainment. They didn't need
me. Yep, they had Walmart, and they go up and down each aisle. Each aisle, they look at one thing, then they say, okay, well, I'm not going to get it. Then they go back to their room, and then they realize, okay, I want it, so then they go back the next day. Girl, it's terrible. And that's all I'm going to say.
Hilarious.
It's just terrible.
That is hilarious.
So nasty.
So listen, for those of you that see me on stage and in my blouses and all of that stuff that y'all like watching me wear and the photos that I'll be posting of the blouses or tops or outfits, they all come from the Chic Shack. You have got to go check out the Chic Shack. Go on Instagram, go on Facebook, the Chic Shack, and check out what they have because they have the bomb outfits. I just love the Chic Shack. You got to check them out, you guys, on Instagram and thechicshack.com. Go and check them out and see what you can purchase today. Yeah, I just had to give a shout-out to the Chic Shack. You know, I love the Chic Shack.
And you be looking so cute. Every Sunday, people, you guys need to go to Dr. Gina Prince on her IG, and I'm telling you, every Sunday, you be looking just so cute. Oh my gosh. I just be looking I wait for Sunday so I can see what you got on. I be waiting to see what you got on
famous. I done made the wall famous. That brick wall, everybody, the guys be tripping out about the brick wall. They just know. They look for it faithfully on Sundays, the brick wall.
Yes. Where is the brick wall picture? We don't want no selfies. We need them three pictures straight across. We want the brick wall. Because the outfits that you choose I mean, are just always so cute. You be looking cute on Sunday, hon.
Thank you, darling sister. So listen, where are you going to be at this weekend? You got any shows coming up?
Actually, I am so busy this weekend. Tonight I'm going to be at the Hourglass. I'm hosting comedy there tonight with a couple of the local comedians. They're going to be performing. It's like a showcase. I'm doing that. On Friday, I'm at West Palm Beach with Marvin Dixon. I'll be in West Palm Beach is kind of close to, Fort Lauderdale, between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. Saturday, I'll be in Tampa. And then on Sunday, I will be back in Fort Lauderdale with Coco Brown and Mitch Isley. So I got a pretty jam-packed weekend, and I'm really excited about it. I got new shirts coming Marcette's Designs, Magnum Designs or something. He made my shirts. They're just cute. So I'm waiting to get to sell those. I'm going to put those on my IG so I can get rid of those as well. It's the I Don't Even Know You, which is one of my favorite jokes to do about guys coming up to you at the club dancing all on you. And you just turn around like, I don't even know you. Where'd you come from?
Right, right.
So,
that's
funny. This weekend I'm pretty busy.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like it's dope, girl. Well, listen, I'm on my way back to D.C., and so next week is my birthday, and we're going to just follow up with what's going to go on. Next week we have, Bebe Winans. She's going to be joining us next Wednesday. And again, Darlene McCoy wasn't able to join us. We got some schedule issues, but we're hoping to reschedule her again so you can hear about her new project, which is Even Me. Like I said, it's in rotation. And I just love her. She's a comedian herself. She sings. Mm-hmm. She's got the number one. She's syndicated radio. She's amazing and just a cool chick. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. I hate that it got a mixed up, but that's okay. I'm right here in the St. Louis airport. Gina, thank you so much for holding it down for me today, girl.
So
I know I pulled it out of you today.
Well, now, she has the Greater Than Me shirts as well that she sells on her IG, you guys. So if you're looking for the Greater Me Than Me t-shirt, she also has those.
Yeah,
but I got your back, sister.
Yeah, I appreciate you so much. I love you so much. Doug, thank you so much for holding it down in production. And again, like you never know, I'm sitting literally on the floor right now doing this radio show and next to an outlet because my phone was getting ready to go dead. And I got these big old green headsets on so you can get the studio sound. People are looking at me like, what is she doing?
It's all for the people. It's all for the 500,000-plus listeners to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
What I won't do for my listeners. I love you guys. You are such a blessing to me. You guys keep me up in prayer, okay? And I just thank you, Gina, again. So listen, I want you guys to follow us on Instagram, follow us on our social media. You got to connect with us so you can see all the fun stuff that we're talking about in between shows. You got to follow us and check us out because we make you laugh and make you smile and give you some encouragement along the way as well. I want you guys to live healthy, live whole, and live in your destiny. We loving you over here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Right, Gina?
We sure live loving all up on y'all.
Yeah, so until next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we got Bebe Winans, but you never know who's going to be joining me live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, you guys, take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.